But, exactly. Not that we're using those.
This is a record that sort of got me into them. Since then, they released, I don't know, a million records. So I kind of lost track, I have to say.
Yeah.
There's a few that I have a couple more in Italy, but yeah.
It's, they're very prolific.
Wow, so much stuff.
And they also headlined at Desert Days the year that went together.
And they're also from Australia. So, well, by now you would have understood. This is King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. And I'm going to play a couple of tracks from Nonagon Infinity. I'm saying couple because this record is supposed to be cyclical. So, like, it's a bunch of songs, right. And then it starts from the beginning. From the end. It kind of restarts again.
Okay, that's cool.
But, yeah, the only issue with this record is that they, you know, it's of course, it can't fit on a whole vinyl. And so, but all the songs are connected, so there's no really separation between them. But this one fades out and then, you know, fades in on the other side.
Okay.
So I'm just going to play both of them. And I don't even remember which the names, but we'll let you know.
It's
So these were Gamma Knife and People Vultures.
Nice, you got the names.
I got the names. It's also very confusing, the like track list of this record, because it's also made in a way sort of circular.
Yeah, you
and
that.
There's like lyrics, very little like printed in between. But yeah, I love this record.
It's great.
It's really cool. Quite chaotic as well, just to stay in theme.
I never really like listen on my own to King Gizzard. I feel like I don't like know one album from another or whatever. I mean, they're super jammy, so there's also that element.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think at some point they got a sort of cult following.
Yeah. And didn't you tell me that there was like a weird Gen Z following moment that was happening?
I mean, a lot of like people that were initiated to psychedelic music, you know, through these bands.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you know, touring all the time. They were releasing music all the time. So like everybody was like, oh, this is the next thing. This is the next thing. I have to get it. I have to get it.
Mm-hmm,
I have to go to every show. I have to be the biggest fans of all and trip my eyes, balls and stuff like that. yeah, I got kind of annoyed with that just because I was like, no, I'm a fan too. But I couldn't do that.
Which is actually sort of the most annoying kind of fan, is actually the one who's like,
yeah,
almost wants to
hating.
Gatekeep.
Yeah.
Although I'm guilty of sometimes wanting to... I often want to gatekeep just things in general from Gen Z because I don't want them to TikTok it and ruin it.
But hey, now Gen Z are kind of older; they're more adults.
Yeah,
the next target is Gen Alpha.
Yeah, but the next target, but you know how I feel when like we're at Horsies and there's a bunch of like young people getting way too drunk outside and
yeah,
like,
and they all
just
dress
like
I used to dress in, I don't know, in early 2000s.
Yeah. I kind of just like want to gatekeep the places that I love going because I don't want them to change.
Yeah. But also we have to say that your experience as Horsies so far has been ruined by a single person.
Human being. Yeah. A singular guest there.
Who is
always there. And I just have this deep dislike for this person, even though I've never actually spoken to them.
Yeah. Maybe they are actually cool. Mm. We don't know.
Mm. I don't know about that. But just a really punchable face. And really, like, one time was super drunk and annoying next to me at a taco truck, and I just couldn't take it. So I started seeing them every single time that I'm at my favorite bar, and it just pisses me off. But it is what it is. We're all community here. So yeah, what do we got up next? You were lining some stuff up, DJ Lento.
So I'm gonna. So since the next logical band I think to play after King Gizzard is DOCs. Because King Gizzard for a while were kind of sort of, I don't know, people were calling them out because they thought they were straight up copying DOCs. And I mean, if you hear the very, very first records, it's kind of true. They have a very similar like sound even, and just, I mean, music-wise. But both bands over time actually went on their own tangent, really.
Yeah.
They developed their own sound.
I was going to say that, because I was going to say, like, the OC's another super prolific band, so many records, but a lot of their music is kind of different, like one record from another, one song
exactly.
from another.
And especially the latest stuff they did, it's kind of almost progressive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's still their crazy punk, vibe, but they get into more, like, progressive territory and synthy sounds. And so did King Gizzard, really. So maybe they're still coping.
Maybe. But it's good for bands to be inspired by one another.
Yeah, for sure.
I will say the OCs are one of the best bands to see live. If you have not seen them live, they are incredible. They have two drummers who are so in sync with each other. It's like they're one human. It's really, really cool and impressive and just mesmerizing to watch. And so, although also the OCs, once in Boston at Royale, it was the loudest show I have. Like, I just don't know what happened with the sound. I think that somehow someone forgot to do something with the sound that would have made it more bearable, but it was the loudest show that I've ever
been to, the one
at Royale.
Oh yeah, that was painfully loud.
Yeah, it was.
But that's because the people that do the sounds at that venue, they just, I think, I don't know, there's been a weird turnover of people there.
Yeah.
And I mean, the OCs play as loud as they can, and they have two drummers.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of lower it down.
Yeah, for sure.
Because even probably without all the amplification, it would still sound pretty loud.
Exactly.
Anyway, San Francisco is the original home of the OCs. Mm-hmm. They formed in 1997 there. But the song that we are listening to is from their album Help from 2009. Let's give it a spin.
All right.
Yeah.
And you're listening to Freaks to the Front on Radio Valencia.
.fm.
This is DJ Lento.
This is DJ Lesta.
And we just listened to DOCs from the album Help, a couple of songs, Enemy Destruct, and Ruby Go Home.
Great songs. Great record.
Great band.
Really, really enjoyed that. The OCs, like King Gizzard, who we played before and we're talking about, are another band that, like, you know, partially because they're so prolific, I also don't really know, like, album by album what's what. Although I do, you know that album by album there are a lot of sort of genre shifts and differences in the vibes. But I'm sort of starting to, like, remember what songs or what music is on what album. And like we were saying, just a absolutely sick band to see live. So if you have not done that, you should. We're constantly, like, looking to see which bands we love are going to be playing in San Francisco. I mean, it's really, like, we have been to so many shows in the 1 year that we've been here. I would say that we've been to more shows in the 1 year that we've been here than in a few years in Boston.
I just feel also in Boston the live scene sort of really, really took a while to be back after
COVID. Yeah,
the people really struggled, and I remember I wasn't even into that much the idea of going to a show.
Yeah,
unless it was something I really, really wanted, and also I would somehow I didn't have recommendations anymore. Like, and I will discover it, like, through some random, I don't know, Instagram ad or stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which is weird. But, no, definitely here is so much more, I don't know, it's also in your face, kind of. Like, they still put, like, posters and stuff, even for smaller shows. And so you can, I think, plan better. But, yeah, it's been an interesting year.
Yeah.
For live music.
And a great one.
Yeah.
But we, like, I keep on looking specifically for bands that we listen to a lot to see if they are coming to play. And a lot of the bands that we love, you know, well, I guess they toured and played here, and some of them had residencies here for, like, you know, over the last year. So maybe they're taking a little touring break or whatever, hopefully making new music. Our tastes are all over the map, but our favorite venue here is the Chapel, here, right here in the Mission on Valencia Street. And we always like to shout them out and shout out Folk Yeah, because that's the booker. They just also have great shows there.
We haven't been there in a while, too.
No, we haven't. And I was actually just thinking, and this is, you know, coming up in a couple of months, but we're about to play some music by La Femme, which is a French band. And while they are not currently touring in the U.S., Marlon Manier, who is one of the members of La Femme, is playing in San Francisco at the Chapel in September. And I'm not sure what he's doing. I'm not sure if he DJs or if he has a solo. You know, I just don't know what it is, so I want to look into it. But hopefully it'll be something that we're into and can check out. On the sort of topic of, you know, psychedelic, garage, rock, whatever, La Femme is really, like, a pretty crazy band. Their first album is one of, you know, one of my favorites, Psychotropical Berlin, and we're going to play the first track from that record Anti-Taxi momentarily, followed by a track from another record of theirs, Mystère. And we're going to sort of just go one into the other because it's super fun music. The way that I always have described their first record, Psychotropical Berlin, is spy music. It really feels like spy music.
Spy food.
Yeah. It's just... I don't know. You'll find out. There's something about it that makes me feel like a spy. Enjoy Anti-Taxi by La Femme. We're still figuring out next tracks after that, but there will be another by them, and then we will be back. Freaks to the Front, RadioValencia.fm. Enjoy Anti-Taxi.
We'll be right back.
fuir? Où sont mes amis? Pourquoi je me méfie? Qu'a-t-on pu bien faire de tous ces sacrifices? Oui, personne n'est fidèle, mais pourtant la vie doit rester toujours belle. Et peu importe si l'homme reste si cruel avec ce qu'il aime, il faut sans doute pardonner, mettre son ego de côté. Pourquoi tout le monde se ment et se trompe jusqu'à se traîner dans la misère la plus totale? Donner ma confiance et mon cœur, pourquoi ça me fait si peur? Est-ce bien normal? Non, ce n'est pas normal. Très très loin, très loin derrière moi, très loin derrière moi. Oui, c'était une belle histoire pour finalement taire mon regard foudroyé. Sans me retourner, je pars comme je suis venu, encore plus déçu. Et le pire dans tout ça, c'est que je reste un inconnu pour toi. Par pitié, arrêtez de me planter des couteaux dans le dos, où mon corps va finir par devenir un filet de cicatrices qui ne retiendra en moi que les mauvais côtés de toi. Je veux partir très très loin, je pleure et je renie. C'est la larme de trop qui fait déborder mes yeux et m'a rendu malheureux. Mais où va le monde? Où va le monde? Chaque fois que je veux bien faire les choses, j'irai toujours de travers. Pourquoi les gens se mentent? Pourquoi les gens se trompent? Est-ce que toi aussi, des fois, tu te demandes pourquoi la vie est si compliquée? Surtout quand deux personnes s'aiment et qu'elles semblent être bien ensemble. Ça paraît si facile, alors comment ça se fait qu'à chaque fois, ça finit en pleurs? Je n'en peux plus des histoires futiles, je n'en peux plus de tous ces bourreaux et de toutes ces victimes. L'homme se contredit à longueur de journée, il ne sait pas ce qu'il veut, c'est pour ça qu'on se fait du mal. Est-ce bien normal? Il y a des questions où je sais que je ne trouverai jamais la réponse. Il y a des choses auxquelles on ne peut rien faire, il faut sans doute s'en moquer, passer à travers.
C'est trop cool. J'adore la femme.
Tu parles français?
Oui, je parle français.
Oh, mais oui, mais aussi. Moi aussi.
Mais aussi. yeah, great band, great band. I was just texting with my French friend, Sophia. Shout out. I don't think you're listening right now, but I love you, and I'm sending you those good, happy, fun vibes of La Femme, because sometimes days are hard, so I want to send you some good vibes. Yeah, we're going to keep going with some, like, psychedelic girl rock, but I will say before that I just looked up Marlon Manier's solo stuff, and it looks like he just released his debut solo album Dark Star on March 6, 2026, and it says here on Google that the album features a fast-paced blend of rockabilly, punk, cold wave, and synthesizer driven psychedelic sounds with tracks in both French and English. So we will definitely be checking that out, and it sounds like something that we would really dig and that we would enjoy going to see in September. So should be fun. Let's fucking go. So yeah, we're gonna keep going though, like I said, with the psychedelic girl rock. We've got Wet Leg up next, a British duo, super fun, and a French name to a song, Chaise Longue, which or Chaise Longue, they pronounce it on the chaise longue. But chaise longue,
what does it mean?
It's long chair. It's like, you know, the lounging chairs, like, you know. And she's like, I've got a chaise longue in my dressing room and a pack of warm beer that we can consume. Not to give too much away, but this song, you know, kind of made a bit of a pop splash. It was, you know, a radio single and stuff, but it's a great track off a great album, and they released another great record this year that we have yet to or this past year that we have yet to get on vinyl, but we will be fixing that when we come across it. So yeah, we're gonna play Wet Leg, and then from there I don't know if we've decided what we're going to move on to, but we will figure that out. So stay tuned.
We go back to the heavier side.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of a heavier side.
But we should play some Automatic.
Yeah, I was actually going to say. You know, I think hopefully it sounds
the most
like... The most played band in this radio, because we just, every week, the same song was repeating for a while because we were so late to our show that our show from the week before was repeating, and then our show from the week before would be repeating, and so it would just get fuzzier and fuzzier in terms of the quality of of the
which
song.
Also will be fixed, by the way.
Oh, great. I'm glad to hear that.
I will personally take care of that.
That sounds excellent. So yeah, we'll play some Wet Leg and then some Automatic, and then we will return.
Horizontal now. On the shades, on the shades, on Excuse me.
What?
Hey, you in the front row. Are you coming backstage after the show? Because I've got a chaise longue in my dressing room and a pack of warm beer that we can consume. On the chaise long, all day long.
Okay, girl bands. That was.
Let's go back to men.
Okay. Let's go back to the least toxic men, though. And
true.
In music, currently, the least toxic men alive in music, in my opinion. Currently, I think the greatest current punk band, which is going to be Idols. But before that, yeah, we had Automatic just now with Is It Now, the title track from their record that came out in 2025. That is fantastic. We, like I was saying before, we have played Black Box, track one from this record, like way too many times on this show. But that title track is actually probably my favorite on the album at the moment.
Did we play it that often? I don't think so.
No, we played it. It came on, remember, like every week to start the show.
Oh, that was it.
That was Black Box. I see. Yeah. Oh, okay. But Is It Now is this track that we just listened to now.
Okay.
Now. But we only have time for two more songs, it seems. So we're going to play two tracks by Idols to close out our show. We'll be back after the first one, so we have a moment to flip the record and to sign off. But we're excited to listen to another one of our absolute favorite bands, who, like I said, are the greatest punk band of our time currently. And I just love them deeply. This song also is really just such a feel-good song that reminds us all that we need to just like go outside and feel good and feel free.
Smash TV.
Yeah. Smash mirrors and fuck TV.
Fuck TV.
So we're gonna do that after this. We're gonna go outside. And so let's go. Our second to last track. You ready?
Yeah. Sorry. Oh.
You need to press play.
Oh, okay. I thought you wanted me to say something.
I smash mirrors and fuck TV. I go
I think the most important message of that song, beyond just going outside and feeling free, not just going outside and feeling free, but beyond going outside and feeling free, is to love yourself, love yourself, love yourself. God, I love idols so much. And we are really almost done for the day. We want to sort of just apologize that this show was pretty messy in terms of not our best work in terms of ourselves on this show, but definitely some good music. So we hopefully made up for it in that. So yeah, great show today, DJ Lento.
Yeah, amazing. You know, it's always a good occasion to play some harder stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
And I like that we opened with Drop Dead and then we ended, I don't know, Wet Leg and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, it's fun to kind of go all over the place and then bring it back a little bit.
Yeah.
Which I feel like we definitely did with our early tracks being more true punk and our the end of our show also.
But yeah, I've been
closing up in that.
I've been pretty, like, I don't know. I think I want to spend more time DJing. And yeah.
Yeah.
I want to play more of this stuff. Maybe one day I'll do a DJ set with just
that. That'd be super fun. But we're going to close out now. You've been listening to Freaks to the Front on RadioValencia.fm. I'm DJ Lesta.
And this is DJ Lento.
And we are here every Saturday from 12 to 2. Up next is going to be ES Beats with DJ ESB. We're looking forward to it. And enjoy one of the greatest tracks of all time, Danny Nedelko by Idols.